You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
Honey, it's Thursday, February 18. It's day 49 of 2016. 28 days till St. Patrick's Day. The first day of spring is about 33 days away. Baseball teams are reporting to spring training this week, 38 days till Easter. So things are evolving out of the death grip that winter has had on us here for about 3 or 4 months. Today should be gorgeous, sunny, highs near 70, same thing tomorrow. Little rain for the weekend, but a beautiful day. It makes you feel better just to be outside in the sunshine. So enjoy yourself and drive safely. You know how it is out there. It's a freaking nightmare. So be careful and watch what you're doing today. Ask Lawyer Bill. Bill Jones will be here next hour to answer your questions. Never any shortage of folks that need some help. And if you're one of them, don't be ashamed or afraid to email or call 535-9898 when we ask for the calls. Or email, and we'll get them in the inbox at mail@drakeinthemorning.com. So all of that's coming up today, along with some more tickets to see Alabama Shakes and Gary Clark Jr. When you hear me play the Shakes, you can call up and win. Ninth Call wins those tickets to see them at the island in the heat of summertime. It'll be hot down there. So there's a lot of stuff going on. These politicians are turning into... It's all becoming kind of a like a high school play. They act like angry children. Cruz, Rubio, and Trump are having a bitch fight. One's a liar. No, you're a bigger liar. Your mother's a liar. And this goes back and forth and back. I'm going to sue you because you said that I was a liar and you brought my mother into it. And it's just unbelievable to watch this. What has become just high entertainment. The primary is coming up in 2 days in South Carolina for the GOP, and that should be entertaining to see how that goes. And then they have the Democratic one next Tuesday. So though that's one that's kind of a biggie. Then we have the Super Tuesday on March 1st. So these things are rolling into... the time to call it for some people, either to bail or to stay in. Mr. Kasich was on last night with Colbert. Very intelligent, well-spoken guy. These guys by themselves and not in that debate mode are a lot easier to get kind of a read on. He's a very sensible guy and was pretty impressive last night. Does he have a shot? Who knows? The new national poll has got Ted Cruz now with a small advantage over Trump. I don't know which is worse. Or if there is a contest to see which is the most annoying.
That's funny to say that we're actually saying that Cruz may be worse than Trump. But for some reason, I agree with you.
He may be a good guy, but I think these people are just making stuff up. And that's where all the, you know, all this you're a liar and no, you're a liar. It's turned into what it was not supposed to be. And it just encourages me more and more to want to not vote for any of them.
And we thought Sarah Palin was crazy.
She is. Well, she's not. Well, she's crazy like a fox that maybe is kind of touched in the head that was hit, you know, by a car once and didn't ever really get over it. But these three are. It is just. Where was the new quote from Trump today? The Trump tweet from yesterday. Jeb Bush just got contact lenses and got rid of the glasses. He wants to look cool, but it's far too late. Very helpful.
Thanks.
Very, very helpful.
Very grade school like.
It's like petulant children on a playground. And who's the biggest bully? And Cruz said, "Yeah, go ahead and sue me, and I'll see you in court." It's just this is not how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be what the answers are to fix the problems that face this country, and not a bunch of arguing like little babies. It's really silly.
A presidential candidate is making fun of another presidential candidate for getting contacts.
Yeah. But that's Trump's whole act, is to constantly insult people. And I wonder if this, in these polls, I don't, know how much credence you can put in them. And I don't know if anybody is. But if Ted Cruz has passed Trump, you start to wonder, and we'll see after these upcoming caucuses and stuff in Nevada and the Carolina one, if people are growing weary of this clown show and want to see somebody say something of a serious nature about what to do. But they haven't gotten there yet, and you just lose interest in the whole thing. So Bernie and Hillary are in a dead heat in Nevada, and so that one seems to be a bit calmer. Or maybe it's just that there are fewer choices and fewer annoying people.
I think that's it. There's only two on that side.
Yeah. So there's less chance to be annoyed when you got two there and seven over here acting like monkeys. It's just nutty. So that's going on. We have some great, comedy gold from Kanye West, who I usually wouldn't even acknowledge his existence. But there are some really funny stories in here. This guy needs to be put in a straitjacket and just put away somewhere. Thorazine, just to calm him down. He is delusional and needs to be put to sleep, at least for a while. One of those induced comas where you are just out.
For a few years.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he might grow up and come to his senses.
He did admit that his ego is his number one enemy. Someone told him that, though. There's no way he came up with that himself.
Oh, there are just so many things. He has this GoFundMe thing. Yesterday, he had raised $432. And as of today, it was $3,000. And there are a number of great comments here. The one that, I guess, Colbert did this last night. He brought up Kanye's tweet that he wouldn't go to the Grammys unless they promised him Album of the Year, despite the fact that he wasn't nominated. And he also said of Conway's tweet to Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, because Kanye asked him for $1 billion. And Colbert's line was, I can't think of a better way to reach out to the founder of Facebook than the one place he's sure to look, Twitter. So the guy is just a lunatic. This is from Australia. Virgin Australia, which may be the record label, I'm not sure, but they are making fun of his new album, The Life of Pablo, and then the tweet called Kanye a douche. It's the airline. They apologized and said it wasn't us. Our account had been hijacked. No, it didn't.
Sure.
You called him a douche because he's a douche. So some of these, and it's just gotten out to the point of being funny. Around these parts, this is going to be the outrage of the week story into next week. Yesterday, the news broke that MATA, which is the bus system in this town that has been dysfunctional for years, is on the verge of collapse, was the quote used by Ron Garrison, the CEO. They need $12 million to fix this and to upgrade the systems and to make this thing a functional thing that helps people get to and from work and or school or whatever. Now, here's what's going to make people, I would suspect, the outrage will become rolling out, will just be everywhere. They want to add a utility fee onto your MLG&W bill. They want to add a fee for transportation that will be on your power and light bill. That's going to go over like, poop in the punch bowl.
I don't understand why they... What they have to do with
it. I don't know. Nothing.
Don't.
And that's what's going to make people go, why should I pay on my bill for MATA to fix their broken system? I didn't break it. I live in, wherever. Why should I have this on my bill? I can hear this already. It's going to cause people to stomp their feet. And there's already some other fund that is on your bill. Where did this thing go? There's the Stormwater Enterprise Fund. I have no idea what that means, but it's some kind of extra fee, let's say, that's hidden on your bill, like many things like that are, from your cable company or from these people.
But least that's stormwater. That is part of what MLGW does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what they have to do with MATA is the question. I don't know whose idea this was. The mayor has declined to comment. I think that is that speaks volumes that Jim is not saying anything because he knows it's a bad idea. So maybe we're missing something. It'd be fine if they could function and be like a big city, you know, transit system. But to add a fee onto your bill, this is going to open a open the door for lots of people to bitch and moan. Lots. So this is that's going to be fun to watch for a few days. Memphis in May is about to be announced next week. The Beale Street Music Festival is going to be really good this year. I think folks will love the lineup. And this year they have added a brand new thing in place of the Sunset Symphony. It's called the 901 Fest. Arts, food, and culture, and fireworks. May 28th in Tom Lee Park. Multiple stages for music, dance, and other kinds of carrying on stage, plus food vendors, artists and merchants marketplace, and air show, and much more, says Jim Holt, president of Memphis in May, who will join us next week to announce this lineup. Really good idea, I think. The Sunset Symphony kind of ran its course, and now this is a new thing which will provide music and arts and food and outdoor activity and air show, fireworks, and all that. So that's after a river run that morning, and this goes all day long. The show is April 29 through May 1st in Tom Lee Park, as it always is. And the barbecue thing is on May 12 through May 14. So that is rapidly approaching, and we'll get the lowdown on who is coming to play here. It's going to be very, very impressive, I think. Many folks have already bought their tickets, too. It's one of their biggest pre-sales ever, which indicates that last year wasn't a fluke. And it's, you know, as always, the weather dictates, you know, who go and who don't.
Especially around these parts.
Yep, because mud is bad, and we can't have it, and being wet messes your hair up. So, that's just not going to happen. So those things are what's happening. There are other things to cover as well that I have marked to share. January was the warmest month on record around the world, and a bunch of other little stories that we'll share to enlighten you and make you smarter and make you have something to discuss at the office or wherever you're going. We'll do that. Plus, ask Lawyer Bill. Email those questions in, mail@drakeinthemorning.com, and we'll have the phone calls lined up in about a half hour, so stand by for all of that, and we'll get to it. And let you ask Bill about, you know, child support is always a biggie, wills and who's entitled to what, divorce, bankruptcy, things like that. He can send you to the right people to get the process begun to make your life less stressful, and we all need some of that. Woodland Tree, our good friends in the wood business, hence the name Woodland Tree, they probably are about getting down to the end of all the firewood. They may have some left. If you'd care to call them and stock up a little bit more and just put some back for next winter. They prune trees and grind stumps. They'll come out to your house and look at what might be dangerous and need to be taken down, and they will fix it for you and give you a fair price and a good deal. So call them if you'd like to and talk to one of them. Have them come by and give you an estimate, 309-6779. Woodlandtree.com shows you all that they have to offer. Trained arborists, good people, Taryn Arwood and Jesus and the entire staff. We thank them for being here with us, and we suggest you call them if you need to get some tree work done before things start to bloom. Have you seen weeds and stuff in your yard and things trying to bloom?
I saw little blades of grass coming up. I thought it was very strange, almost like you like just planted the grass.
It was really there are things that have been in the ground, various bulbs. They're already coming out of the ground, and things are kind of getting green. It's weird.
Well, thank goodness, because Easter's early, so we got to get ready for it.
You can't hide eggs in brown grass.
No, it doesn't work.
It just doesn't work. And the peeps would stand out too much. That's just not a good thing.
I did notice the birds, though, after you said owls, the birds.
The owls are out in our area, in full loud voice. Well, if they are mating or just getting ready for spring or what, but... yeah, it's already getting that way, and it'll be here before you know it, thank goodness. So we'll discuss the sports world, wherever there is there, which ain't much. Tigers won last night. Good for them. And no one's going to these games. Josh's plea to come out and watch this team did not go very well. I guess all they have to look forward to now is to win this conference tournament. That would save the day, but how likely is that to happen? So that's in the sports. A few other things, too. The Grizz back in action tomorrow night. Baseball teams are in spring training in Arizona and Florida. That's good. The Cardinals and the Cubbies and the Braves and all the area teams around here that folks like are about ready to be throwing baseballs and hitting them, and the boys of summer have returned. So that's a good thing, too. We'll come back in a moment and run down that sports stuff. And look at your emails, too. Mail at drakeinthemorning.com in just a second. Sure has gone by fast. Man. Hard to figure. Beautiful morning out. It's going to be a nice day. Highs near 70 for today and tomorrow. A slight chance of rain tonight, I believe, but it's just going to be nice and warm and mild. That's what the weather boys call it. That's always a good sign. Today, Lawyer Bill is here answering your questions. You may email now, mail at drakeinthemorning.com for anything for him. We'll get the phones going, too, and discuss all of that. And Bruce Van Weingarten, editor of The Flyer, will be here to discuss the news of the city and entertainment and arts and crafts and politicians and all that stuff later on this morning. In the sports world, the Tigers played last night. Josh Pastner was pleading with people to come out and support this team. There were various people giving away tickets and trying to get folks to come out and support this program. It didn't work. 6,000 people showed up. And these young men are doing the best they can, I think, and so is he. But it's getting to be, I mean, it's just not good. There's a small aside here about Tigers at the turnstile that Jason Smith wrote. And the attendance is just not going very well. If the combined turnstile count does not reach a certain number in the next two games, the Tigers will not receive any of the payment from the Grizzlies that they use to supplement, I suppose, the rental of the building. So that's not good. And you just keep wondering what's going to become of all of this. But we're just kind of beating a dead horse at this point. They have several games left in this American Conference tournament. And then if they were to somehow magically win that, they would qualify for March Madness and all that stuff. But they first have to get there, and that remains to be seen. The Grizzlies are back in action after all the trades and all that stuff. They return to the court tomorrow night. FedEx Forum, 7 o'clock. The Timberwolves come into town with a couple of new players in the house. Courtney Lee gone to Charlotte. And so that returns as they have about 29 games left. They're 31-22, second in the Western Conference Southwest Division. And in a pretty good spot to have one of the eight spots in the playoffs as that grows ever nearer, too. Other things worthy of note include this Peyton Manning discussion that is, I don't know what to make of this. It is ever growing, but if you watch any of these sports networks on TV or radio, nobody really is discussing this. And it's weird. And you wonder if it's been 13, 14 years. Has it just been forgotten? But as each day goes by, this gets a little bit more interesting. A national women's rights group is calling for companies to suspend their deals with Peyton Manning over an alleged incident in 1996 up in Knoxville. There was a female trainer there, and what happened allegedly, although no one saw it, was that she was treating him and he exposed himself to her quite blatantly. Well, there were, this says that he placed his private parts on her face. That's a little much. So there were never any charges filed whatsoever. She complained to her higher-ups, and the Manning family allegedly sullied her name further by trying to paint her as some kind of a trollop, and they paid her $300,000 to go away. And so this story went away. But now these allegations that came back to life last week are catching a little bit of fire. Women have filed suit against UT. Six different women have filed cases. They claim that the school is fostering a hostile environment for women. There were two offensive linemen yesterday. One charged with sexting, texting, sending really tacky things, among them pictures of his penis to a 14-year-old girl. That's a killing offense in the South and anywhere. Stupid. And so he's probably gone from the team. And some other guy was doing something inappropriate. But I don't know what grounds these women have 14 years later or whatever it is. Well, no, it's even more than that. It's about 20 years later that whatever Peyton did, I don't know if it's still a legally, if it's possible to bring this back up or not. They paid her off to go away. There were no charges ever filed. So what are we discussing here? Rumor, innuendo. But if you've seen the 73-page court document, that wasn't just made up and written up by somebody that wanted to get back at Peyton. It's a real legal document. So this one, I don't know. His image is so clean. Everybody likes Peyton. He's the poster boy for heroes in sports. And now this comes out. And you wonder why it resurfaced now. Is it a smear campaign against him by somebody who's tired of him doing TV ads for Nationwide and Papa John's?
I'd like to see how many cases like this come up 14 years later with Bob Smith, meaning that the student that they sat next to in English class that teabagged him in college.
Yeah.
Did they come back 14, 15 years later?
20, actually.
And say, you know, this guy did this.
It is the timing and the whole thing surrounding it is unusual. And you wonder, or I did, just because you watch how the racial dynamic in this country is, what if this were a black player? Would this be a bigger deal? Would the media jump on this because they tend to be racially charged and they like racial issues? Or is Peyton Manning untouchable and they don't want to lose one of the last good guys, in air quotes, that exists in pro sports?
The sad part about the whole thing is there's so many variables and so many incidents that have occurred in the past where I'm not sticking up for Peyton Manning nor these women because I was not there. I do not know what happened.
Right.
But there's so many women who have come forward and falsely accused men of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There are women that have rightfully accused men and that are guilty and become not guilty. That it's just sad that you can't read something like this and take an opinion on it because of so many people have screwed up the system so many times in the past.
Exactly right. And having said that, no one saw this happen. No one saw it happen. There were no charges filed at all by this. She just went to her superiors and said, Peyton put his ass and his stuff in my face. And they said, okay. And then the Manning machine went into overdrive to shut this down and did. And they paid her off. And now this resurfaces all these years later. Very strange. There was one article in the national paper about this 14 years ago, which means that was written 6 years after the fact. And now, why now has this come back to light? Is he guilty? Who knows? Like you say, we weren't there. There were two people. So you have to maybe assume this will go away and not be discussed anymore. I don't know, but who knows? It's ugly for him. He's made no comment and likely won't because he has nothing to gain by any of it. The NBA back this weekend. College basketball continuing as they wind down their seasons. Here in the middle part of February, and then the March Madness will all be creeping in soon. The email address for your questions for Lawyer Bill or anything else you want to comment about. This MATA idea, I think, as more people hear about this, is going to cause some annoyance. They want to put a fee on your power and light bill to fix MATA. We don't see the relation and who brought this up. And I just wonder if this will fly around here. I don't. I can hear the hollering now from the streets. You could just see it. But
standing at the bus stops.
Oh, there's going to be picketing. Some people going, why should I have to pay for these people to to fix a mess that has been in the making for years. Why is it on my power and light bill? Screw you, people.
Keep your bus problem out of my electricity. Yeah,
exactly. It is rather odd. Perhaps we're missing something, or perhaps not. I don't know. But has anybody made anything smart to say?
Well, not about that topic yet. Jason says on the subject of Manning, none of the networks are talking about it, he thinks, because they're all vying for Peyton to come work for their network once he's announced his retirement.
So
they don't want to piss him off.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah.
I think he'll be a hot commodity because the guy's smart and he's good. That would be ESPN, CBS, NBC.
Fox.
ABC, Fox all have football contracts, either college or NFL. So he would be a very hot commodity. But if you start to beat up on him now, you lose probably your chances to have him be employed by your company.
And on the subject of prescription medication prices that came up yesterday, Paul wrote in saying, I've recently discovered firsthand the price of many maintenance medications are quite exorbitant, and that's even with good health insurance. But apart from blowing off your physician's recommendation to take them, I don't know what the alternative could be.
There's that.
And like Drake stated, the government and pharmaceutical industries are all in this together.
Yep.
So excuse me while I go take my pills that remind me every morning I'm no longer bulletproof.
Yeah, nobody is. And it is one of the most corrupt things going on. There's no regulation on it, and they can do whatever they want to do. And they make a freaking fortune every day in this country off of people that can't afford to pay for their meds, in some cases, older people, retired people, those with no insurance. And they continue. They don't care. And they keep raising the prices, and it's you can't do anything about it except sit here and bitch, which accomplishes nothing, but it does fill the time.
It might make you feel a little bit better, too. Kathy says on the reasons that everyone's so much bigger now, in the 80s and before, the soft drinks were made with actual real sugar, not high fructose corn syrup, which our bodies can't process properly. And we generally brought 8-ounce drinks, not 48 ounces. And I read that our bodies can't digest the GMOs, the genetically modified foods, so well. And that's why everyone's getting a big stomach and our waist have gotten bigger. And portion sizes are totally out of control as
that's
well.
That's a good point, yes. And this story today, on that note, this is a story from the UK that coffee drinks, they single out Starbucks, McDonald's, and Dunkin' Donuts. And how much sugar that these drinks contain as compared to soda. These hot flavored drinks have got, in some cases, up to 25 teaspoons of sugar in one coffee drink. They mentioned Starbucks the most. Let's see. They're the worst of the bunch, it says here, with their hot mulled fruit grape drink with orange and cinnamon, 25 teaspoons of sugar. Starbucks says that they are committed to cutting down the sugar by a quarter by 2020.
Okay.
Take your time.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
We'll all be diabetic and be, you know, going straight to hell. But by 2020, which is in 4 years from now, they'll have it all figured out.
Give us some time to invest in some diabetes medicine pharmaceutical companies.
Well, I've got this flat white. It is a tall one from our dear friends at Starbucks, who I see every day. And I wonder how much is in this thing, because it is espresso sweetened in some fashion. Sugar is my first guess, and milk. Now, how much junk is in that? A can of soda has what, 13 tablespoons of sugar in one can?
Usually.
Wow!
And then you get you one of them big gulps, and then you multiply that by about three. Good times.
And add all the sugar and carbs from the whiskey you're pouring in it to mix
it up.
Yeah,
well, but if you're pouring Coke into good whiskey, you ought to have your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Seinfeld who did the whole thing on when did everybody get so thirsty with the bottled water, and everybody started carrying around the bottled water in the 90s? It's like, when did everybody get so thirsty? Well, that's how I feel about coffee. When did we get to drink so much coffee? Now,
because we have so much to do, and people have to be, you got an entire day of doing stuff. Coffee, this is why there's Red Bull, 5-hour energy drinks. There are 20 or 30 of these things now on the market. It is $1 billion a year business because we need to be jacked up because there's so much going on. You got to always be alert.
And it's easier to get than cocaine, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, and it's legal. But I mean, we're just all going in 20 different directions. Other, I mean, without coffee, and coffee has been around since, I mean, forever and ever. And before that, the Indians ate apples to wake up. I ate one first thing every morning, and it works, kind of. But coffee is there, and it's going to always be here. But that bottled water thing, this all began with Evian. And it was in the movies and on TV, and that's probably been at least 20 years ago. And Evian was the thing. It was, if you were a hipster, you had your bottle of Evian all the time. And then somebody pointed out that Evian spelled backward is naive. So we're all drinking this water just because it's a cool bottle.
Exactly.
Americans are just lemmings.
And one more thing here we had on the subject. We were talking about the Grammys and Taylor Swift versus Adele.
Bless her heart.
And Elizabeth wrote in saying, I believe the difference between Miss Swift and Adele is their target audience. Taylor speaks to an angst-driven youth, which quickly becomes whining, cloying, and annoying. Adele, on the other hand, is unique while also appealing to the feelings most adults have had, more rueful and sometimes angry. I listen every time her songs come on while I either turn the dial or worse, when don't even realize when Miss Swift's come on to the radio, says Elizabeth.
Yeah, Adele is for somebody who's 29 years old, it does make you laugh when she talks about how old she is. Shut up. you're 29 years old. Calm down.
She doesn't act like it, though, and I hate
I think she's adorable, and she's funny, and she has a mouth like a sailor, and she's got a remarkable voice.
And she played it smart, too. Yeah.
The old soul saying, I get irritated with that, but she does.
Yeah, she does. And Taylor Swift is a smart businesswoman. She's a great PR agent for herself. Her music, I couldn't name a song, I don't think. Most of this stuff sounds alike. It's all produced the same way, but she has marketed herself as not a skank, and she's smart, and she has guts, too. She'll tell people to, stop playing. You know, that she, who did she insult? iTunes or somebody? I don't know.
Yeah, she said she took on iTunes when they said that they were going to let everyone listen to their stuff free for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And to pay for that, they weren't going to pay any of the artists.
Uh-huh.
And she said, no.
Made a great statement at the towards the end of the Grammys the other night.
I saw that about streaming.
Yeah, and just about how we've got to keep our artists employed or getting money because if we just listen to them all free, they're never going to. Who would want to become an artist if you don't get any money?
They had a great graphic of a penny, and then said, "How much is this song is your favorite song worth to you?" And then they put a penny up there and said, "Well, most artists, every time you stream a song, they get," and they took the penny and divided it like in a pie graph and said they get this much of it. Well, it's a
double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Adele has, she's one of the few that's let this thing stream anywhere. There may be one or two songs on YouTube, and they are nowhere else. If you want it, you got to pay for it. On the other hand, if you're a new artist and you need to be exposed, you need to make your music available for shows like this to play so you can be heard and sell some records. So which way is the right way?
Yeah, there's got to be a middle ground somewhere.
Yeah, there does. And all these services like we use and like everybody has Pandora and Rhapsody and Spotify, they're not free, but you wonder how they divvy up the dough to all these artists. But if you want to insist upon being a hard ass about it, but Adele can do it and get away with it. But somebody new can't take that position or you won't be exposed ever.
Right.
And so you're making all these great songs that nobody hears but you and your mom.
How did they do it back? Let's go back to the 80s since we've been talking about 80s week on you went, Drink in the Morning.
You went and bought albums and CDs. That's what you did. And 8-tracks and cassettes.
And the artist came out.
And the artist toured.
Right. That's what I was asking. How did they get exposed?
They toured and radio played them. And there was an entire different world of people that did promotion for all the labels, independent promoters. And they were paid a great deal of money to get these things on the radio.
And a record company would invest in a band and let them take 2 or 3 or 4 albums sometimes to get going. Aerosmith's first 2 albums didn't go very far. They had, they were local in, I guess, Boston or L.A.
Yep, Boston.
They made some noise, but they didn't get any real national attention and start selling hundreds of thousands and then millions of records until they're like their fourth one.
Well, that's not true. Dream On was on the first album. That was a gigantic hit, right?
But that was re-released to become a big hit.
Well, they had hits before their third or fourth album. There was Rocks. There was Toys in the Attic. That was their first big, big album. But Dream On was a that may have been released a few times. I'm not sure, but that was 1971, I think.
But we're just allowing all this overexposure, so that's why we're hearing all this crap music, is because you can just go online and stream it and somebody see it. We don't have the record labels weeding through this stuff.
Yeah. And there are so many artists that exist only online. You can go to your basement and make an album on your little thing down there, your little Pro Tools thing. So I don't know. There's too much of everything, too much internet. Some things are underexposed, some are overexposed. It's all in how you market yourself, and that goes back to Miss Swift and how she has she's done a genius job at making herself a household name. So just like Lawyer Bill has, and he's coming up here in just a moment. Buster's Liquors, an amazing new store. Amazing. It's super amazing, totally. It's over at Poplar and Highland, and it's fun.
It sounds fun.
It is fun stuff, and it's totally super. And they have wine. I mean, the wine selection will just blow your mind. 400 beers on the back wall in the coolers. The Growler Station is there. You can sample some of those craft beers and take them home for later. They have experts on staff of the wine people out there, 18 of them, a guy to help you plan your parties and events, lots of different deli kind of foods for your party trays, meats and cheeses, and unique elite items. It's all there at busterslickers.com. Look at it and see if you can have it brought to your house if you're right in the right zip code. They'll take care of that for you. Good folks, a beautiful store. More parking now, fast checkout, and it's happening. Busterslickers.com is who they are and where they are on the internet. We'll do a little break, a few dumbasses, and then we'll go to the phones here. During this break, we'll start. I'm going to get the phones off hold and take phone calls for Ask Lawyer Bill coming up in a moment.
We play great music, talk to interesting people, and give away free stuff. Radio Perfection. This is Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max.